Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, where we are being warned that 2015 will be the year of the healthcare hack. And apparently our medical records are supposedly under increased, let's say, a cyber watch, or what is it when you have all these bad guys out in the cybersphere sitting there trying to figure out ways to get into your healthcare records? I mean, honestly, really, you want to know when my last pap smear was? That really is entertaining information, honestly. You want to know about my hemorrhoids? Just ask me. You don't have to hack into my medical records. Apparently, they say that our medical records are not safe, and we're going to talk about some of the breaches and why we're worried about the year of the medical healthcare or medical record hack. You know, a lot of us don't know when we can, in a relationship, start to fart, right? It's like a big question we always ask. You know, well, you know, I've been dating, you know, but, you know, when can I fart? And usually we wait for the man to take the lead, and usually the man farts, and you're like, oh, okay, good. But then you're like, wait a second, no, don't fall into that trap, okay, because girls aren't supposed to fart. So we'll talk about at what point in the relationship can you kind of start to let your hair down, okay, or other things down. It's amazing. People will sleep with each other. They will do ungodly things in bed. But when it comes to a booger on the nose, a piece of food in their teeth, or a fart, all of a sudden, no, that's a deal breaker in a relationship. Makes absolutely no sense to me. Next, chronic fatigue syndrome. People have been saying it's a sham. People have been saying it's not a real disease. And I'm like, wait a second. Yeah, I think I have a little chronic fatigue. I think it's some serious stuff. No. It's not a real, No. It is real, and we're going to talk about that. Then we have a woman who unfortunately was electrocuted in her bath because she was sitting there looking at her iPhone. Unfortunately, it was charging at the time. I guess we have to review why a charged iPhone is really, really bad. Unfortunately, she died. And then we have the world's first penis reduction surgery. A teenager thought his penis was too large, and so he had surgery to reduce the size. And he's ecstatic. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, the obesity subject keeps coming to light because so many of us are starting to question old school thinking of calories in equal calories out. And we're getting very, very frustrated that people are on TV, you know, personal trainers or athletes going, you know what, it's your fault. You know, if you exercise, you wouldn't have the problem. It's your fault. You're eating too much. And you have these people going, I don't understand. I'm exercising all the time, and I'm still obese. So we're starting to find more research that genes are playing more of a role. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, you get to eat like crap just because you think you have bad genes. But you just have to realize that you might have got dealt a different hand of, you know, hand of cards than somebody else, and you may have to work a little harder. Researchers analyzed genetic samples from more than 300,000 people and identified more than 140 locations across their sets of DNA that play a role in obesity. They also pinpointed new biological pathways that could play important roles in the way your fat is distributed, your body weight. Like, you know how sometimes in the family, all the women look like Weebles? In my family, we all look like Weebles. Remember Weeble? They don't fall down. those Weebles, right? Although, you know, me and my mom were more busty. No, my sister were more busty, but the women before that, not as busty, but very big tushy. So we look like Weebles. And so where we distribute our fat is different. And now I'm just weebly wobbly all over the place. I mean, I'll wobble and fall on my face. But, you know, the fat distributes differently. So they've looked at that. And then they've identified the different genes that could be involved in your body shape and size. Sometimes you look at people and the whole family is round. And then you have where all the family are tall and lanky. All right, that's genetics. And we all knew that would happen. One of the papers focused on genes that affect where the fat is stored. So, for example, for those of us that have people in our family that keep dropping dead from heart disease, we're the ones with genes where the fat decides to store around the organs. When you have fat that stores around the organs, that's a pretty dangerous stuff. All right? As opposed to other people where, you know, they'll just get, you know, a big tushy or something. You know, you'll hear of these quote-unquote healthy fat people. I think Chris Christie said that. I'm the healthiest fat person you've ever met. And I don't know if he has high cholesterol or not. But you'll have some people, they are overweight, but their cholesterol is perfect. And, you know, we'll ultrasound them for, differing reasons, irrelevant or non-relevant reasons to their obesity, and there's no fat around their organs, like a skinny person with fatty liver disease. So that's very genetically driven as well. So what do we do? Well, now that they think they've identified the genes and they found genetic links, maybe they could decide to just swap that gene out of there. I'm not really sure how that would work, especially for somebody already like me where, you know, they could swap the gene, but then I'm going to have to lipo everything. But, you know, understanding genetic traits, you know, people will say, well, you know, I'm married skinny, so I wouldn't have fat kids. Now, you don't understand, we're all kind of skinny in our 20s. We're all kind of skinny. You know, when my husband saw me, I was very athletic, very toned, very, sorry, okay? He should have looked at my great aunts and my grandmothers and all that, and I look just like them in the pictures, all right? Sorry. When it does come to, though, obesity and kids, etc., you know, starting early is always a good sign because we also think that you could genetically modify or you could induce certain gene expressions. So, like, for example, they say in this one report, feed kids a very vegetable-based diet. Get these kids already on vegetables early. Get these kids on fish early. My kids won't eat fish and vegetables. I yell and scream at them. All they want is carbs. But if I could get them working early, they don't start clogging their arteries. You know, kids should start having their cholesterol checked and blood work done early, and it'll shock you how many of them are already starting to look like grown-ups. Don't go away. We'll be right back. The first penis reduction. 1-877 Dr. Deli.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, people are giggling about this, but it's some serious stuff. You know, we have a 17-year-old who was unable to have sex because his penis was too large. It measured 7 inches in length and had a circumference of 10 inches when, I guess, in use. But it was kind of the same whether it was in use or just flaccid. So, you know, even wearing clothes, etc., it was an inconvenience. You know, we always, you know, comedians are always joking around, oh, you know, size matters, and they make jokes about races and sizes, et cetera. But, you know, to us doctors, this is a medical, it's an appendage. It's a body part. And the body part is supposed to do what it's supposed to. All right, but it's also supposed to not be in the way. You know, you bite your lip, and then your lip swells, and then it's always in the way, and you're like, okay, I have to eat because my lip is and it's in the way, right? Or you have like a hangnail, an extra piece of skin, little baby piece of skin that's sticking out there, and it just you almost can't use your whole hand because this hangnail, this little extra piece of skin, is bothering you or it's hurting you, etc. And the surgeon had said that this boy's penis was shaped like a rugby ball. And he was unable to have sex. So you have an appendage that is not supposed to do what it's supposed to do, of course. He lives in America. He's American. And he had requested the surgery. He also said that not only was he having difficulty having sex, but he had difficulty playing competitive sports. You know, women will always, you know, feel, I don't know, as a disadvantage for having, you know, smaller breasts, etc. But for those of us who were bigger breasted, it was very, very difficult with sports. I mean, I had to double sports bra. It's not, you know, what may be something from a vanity point of view or a sexual point of view is when it comes to a realistic, no. All right. You know, the people that do really, really well in athletics are, you know, the ones that don't seem to have a lot of extra pieces to them. Depends on the athletic also. All right. So anyway, yeah. So even non-erect, circumference of 10 inches, length of 7. So the surgeon who treated the teenager was a urologist at the University of South Florida, Rafael Carrion. And, yeah, Carrion. You know, like, kind of like carry on luggage, carry on. And he says, there comes a time in every urologist's career that a patient makes a request so rare and impossible to comprehend that all training breaks down and leaves a physician speechless. And that question was, can you make my penis smaller? Now, the other thing that he was suffering from, which was very painful, was the priapism. Priapism was an erection that he didn't want, and it was an abnormal shape to it and an abnormal swelling. He would have episodes of priapism, and he would be bloated, misshapen, etc. Couldn't wear pants. So anyway, he had it done, and he was very, very pleased with the results. He's relieved. I'm not sure if they interviewed the girlfriend or anything like that, but how did they do it? Well, he had an old circumcision scar, so they went through that. Then they unwrapped the skin of it. I'm sorry, I'm going into real, real heavy detail of this. And then they cut out 2 segments of tissue from either side, kind of like a tummy tuck, according to the urologist. And then they were able to reattach the skin. They didn't touch the urethra, which is the tube that carries the urine from the bladder to the penis. Weren't able to touch it. It didn't hurt any of the nerves that provided sensation, but it took out the extra meat of the appendage. And so you'll have then obviously less swelling, etc. He was in the hospital for a couple days and apparently was ecstatic with his new penis. It's slightly longer and slightly thicker now than the average male, but he's still happy. I mean, they could have probably taken out a couple inches and he still would have probably been larger than the average male. Now, I was going to ask, what is the average penis size supposed to be? Well, you know, it depends on where you live, okay? You know, anywhere from, I don't know, 5 inches to 6.5 inches. You know, remember there was a study looking at penis size, with certain races. And they found that the larger, geographical areas that have larger penis size came from, like, the Republic of Congo. Ecuadorians, Ghanaians, Colombians. I guess the Republic of Congo had an average of 7.1 inches. Then the Ecuadorians, Ghanaians, Colombians, 7 inches, 6.8 inches, and 6.7 inches, respectively. They said the average penis size for the African continent, according to DigitalJournal.com, was a 6.3-inch long penis. Now, what about more of the average? Okay, so Icelanders and a lot of Europeans, about 6.5. Germans, 5.7. The British, they said, beat the French by an extra 0.2 inches. They also say that the British beat the, I remember, the British beat the Americans. They say the average American penis size is 5.1. Irish is 5. The Australians, 5.2. Which is why Thunder Down Under is probably Australian and not Irish. But, I mean, to me, who notices the difference in the 0.2? Smaller size, they had lumped, unfortunately, some of the people from Asia. North and South Korea, they had reported in the study, measured at about 3.8 inches. India and Thailand, about 4 inches. And they said the overall average of penis size for Northeast Asians was at 4.2 inches. Now, as a doctor, I could tell you that this is absolutely ridiculous. Okay? However, what could happen is genetically, if your father and brothers, etc., you know, are of a certain size, you know, you don't really seem to have a lot of outliers. So genetically, there could be certain sizes. But in terms of just particular race, no, there have been people of a variety of, and I know you guys are giggling and stop it, but of a variety of different demographic and races, and their penis sizes were contrary to the stereotype. Okay? So, you guys do not have to move to Africa to have any change in your sizes. Just, you know, you're born with it. And then remember, we talked about years ago on my show how many women cannot handle the larger girth or the larger. Okay? And so you'll have some women that are like, oh, you know, I need, 10 inches and toys and whatever. You know, the average woman gets scared to death by some of the sizes that are being reported out there or some of the sizes of these toys. Okay? Women want somebody who will fit. Now, what is the average length of the vagina? Well, it depends on where their cervix lies. It depends on the position. Anywhere from a few inches to anywhere from about 4 to 7 inches. Remember, we're supposed to fit the average man. So for some of you that, I don't know, try to, hit our shoulder while you're up in there. No, that's not comfortable. All right? It's not comfortable for a lot of us. So many of you will go, oh, you know, I'm not big, but my girlfriend's happy. Well, of course. Okay, there's a lot of ways to make, your sexual partner happy without being a rip-roaring 7.1 inches as a Republic of Congo. Oh, yeah, the list of countries goes Republic of Congo to Ecuador to Ghana to Colombia to Iceland to Italy to South Africa to Sweden, Greece, Germany, New Zealand, UK, Canada, Spain, France, Australia, Russia, USA, Ireland, Romania, China, India, Thailand, then South Korea, North Korea, tied for last place in this one study. But there's another theory. What about height? The taller a man is, then the larger his penis would be proportionally. So if you have a taller individual, they may be taller. Now, you look at Germans and a lot of Northern Europeans are tall. Are they taller than Italians? I don't know, but it's Italy was bigger in this study than Germans. You know, Icelanders, Republic of Congo, I don't know the average height of the male there. So when you look at that, then you look at, okay, well, what about the average female? Well, if the average female, you know, is shorter, maybe she also may be more narrow, short, you know, so it all works out. It all fits. Okay? And that's the key. It has to fit. If it doesn't fit, then we sometimes need to do some chop chop. You know, the Cinderella story has a lot of relevancy here, doesn't it? All right? It's shoe fit. Don't go away. We're right back. 27.7.
Speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, chronic fatigue syndrome has been, we've been talking about that now for a good couple decades. And it's been very, very controversial because for those of us that have been diagnosed with chronic fatigue, And there's been very little testing available, but doctors come to a conclusion a lot of times that you have it because they check Epstein-Barr virus titers, etc. It's those of us that are always tired, and, you know, we always need our naps, and we suffer from chronic fatigue. I know it doesn't sound like I do, but I am a huge napper. Ever since I had mono, ever since I had Epstein-Barr, you know, I get these waves of I just got to go to bed and I just got to go to sleep. And I have a routine on the weekends, and I have a very strict sleep routine, and I get through, I get by, I don't have to take medicine, and I'm very, very fortunate to be able to manage what I have. But I also have to realize that it's not as severe. So for me, whenever a patient came in saying, I have chronic fatigue, and, you know, a family member is sitting behind them going, yeah, really? I'm like, no, this is real. This is some real stuff. Okay, so apparently the Institute of Medicine, of a very prestigious government advisory group here in the States, decided that we needed to come up with criteria for doctors to use because it is not a figment of the imagination. So now they want to rename chronic fatigue as systemic exertion intolerance disease, or SEID, S-E-I-D. So your symptoms worsen after exertion. The federal government asked the independent organization, Institute of Medicine, to investigate the state of chronic fatigue diagnosis after it was flooded with stories by patients who were misdiagnosed or even dismissed by skeptical doctors. Yesterday, the panel decided to redefine chronic fatigue syndrome, setting five main symptoms and simple criteria. All right, so what are they? Well, there could be, let's say, joint muscle pain, headaches, food intolerance, sore throat, enlarged lymph nodes, sensitivity to light. Those are some of the other symptoms. But he said these symptoms should be considered part of the diagnosis of chronic fatigue. But what would be the main criteria we would use? Obviously, fatigue and reduction in activity, but it has to last for more than 6 months. Whenever we use the word chronic versus acute, acute means it happened like today, happened this week, or over the last month he had acute back pain. Chronic is when it lasts more than 6 months. Or if you have fatigue that gets worse after exertion. So you decide to work out and you're like, oh my God, I'm tired. That's right, I have to sleep, all right? You sleep, you get up, and you are really unrefreshed. You are really exhausted. And then patients must also have another symptom of either cognitive impairment or brain fog, or have orthostatic intolerance, meaning when you lie down and then you get up really quickly, you don't seem to handle that well, or you kind of prefer to lie down rather than staying upright. Now, some of you are like, okay, wait a second, Dahlia, you're talking about all these symptoms here. Okay, sleep that's unrefreshing. Can't these people have sleep apnea? Yeah, they can. There could be other diagnoses, absolutely. What about people having orthostatic intolerance where they get dizzy when they sit up, or they do better lying down than sitting up straight? Couldn't that be something to do with their blood pressure and their heart? Absolutely. You see, I don't like to diagnose chronic fatigue until I've looked at everything else. Okay, so if I think you're having sleep apnea, and that's why you wake up so exhausted the next day, I want to do a sleep study. Now, what's interesting is my patients with chronic fatigue say they do get relief with a CPAP machine and the oxygen that they get from that. But that doesn't mean they don't have chronic fatigue. Sometimes you can alleviate some of the symptoms. Last year, Stanford University researchers revealed the brains of those diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome and said they were distinctly different from those of healthy people. First, an MRI scan showed the overall white matter content was reduced of chronic fatigue patients compared to that of healthy participants' brains. The term white matter is kind of the, those are the ones that carry the signals. It kind of carries the nerve tracts, the white matter, and it's kind of dispersed between the gray matter. Gray matter does the processing. White matter is like the cable, all right? And then the researcher said this was kind of unexpected. And then I guess they also saw a consistent abnormality in a part of a nerve tract in the right hemisphere of the brains. The tract connects the frontal lobe to the temporal lobe, which is a little abnormal in patients with chronic fatigue. So there are some changes. Then there was a third finding they found where you had some thickening of the gray matter in the front part of the brain and the side, etc. So if there are brain changes, all right, then you wonder, okay, is there genetics? Is it something that the chronic fatigue or the lack of sleep that people get or lack of energy is doing? Or is it that you're sleeping too much? So you have changes in the brain such as that? You know, those of us with chronic fatigue, I don't know how some of my patients live on 4 hours sleep a night. If I don't get 7-8, look, I'm yawning now. If I don't get 7-8 hours of sleep a night, I'm not, you know, everyone's like, gosh, Dolly, you're always energetic, you're always talking so quickly, you're always full of energy. I got chronic fatigue. I do. I don't really do caffeine drinks. I get my boosts, and then I get exhausted. So, to me, the chronic fatigue is very real. So, what should you do if you have chronic fatigue? Well, first and foremost, okay, you know, make sure you're getting good nutrition. Okay, I can't tell you how many times I'm like, you know what, let me just get some spinach in me. You know, I eat a little bit of spinach and boom, I get some energy. So a lot of times your fatigue could be exacerbated by other things. Get some vegetables in you. Not that spinach is my favorite vegetable, but it's something that's the quickest pick-me-up I've ever found. Even more so than Coca-Cola. I'll go, like, I got a little piece of spinach in the fridge in my studio, and I, like, cannot wait to go and take a bite on break because I need that energy. And you'll see, I'll be completely different after break is right now. I'm so tired. You want to make sure you still are getting good sleep. So the sleep that you are getting, you want to make sure it's uninterrupted. The stupid cat that came over to my side of the bed and started nibbling on my fingers last night and then rubbing the whiskers up against my face, which just makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up straight, that stuff's got to go. Get the cats, get the dogs out of the bed because they wake you up. Oh, you want to know what happened to me yesterday? Okay, so I wake up this morning and I thought it said 6:05. So I get up and I pee and I splash, sorry, some water on my face, turn on the computer, and the computer says 5:08. I go, 5:08? I read the 6 is 5. I could have had an extra hour of sleep. Here I shut off the alarm, so now I'm up an extra hour. I was like, what? Okay, so that stupid stuff has to go. You also want to take a look and see if you're having a thyroid deficiency. You want to make sure you check your B12 levels. You want to look at your salts. You want to look at your cortisol levels, your adrenal glands. And make sure your kidneys are good. Make sure your liver is good. And then, a lot of times with chronic fatigue, it could go hand in hand with depression. I'm not saying all people with chronic fatigue have depression, but a lot of times there could be some depression with it. And so, you know, you're tired. You know, if you aren't really loving your job, if you aren't really liking, you know, what you have to do that day, you're not going to want to get out of bed. I make sure I have something exciting to do every single day. If I'm not on air that day, I make sure there's something else to do, and that's what gets me to jump out of bed. If you are dreading that day, absolutely dreading it, then no. You're not going to want to get out of bed. So there's a lot of things with this. So is chronic fatigue fake? Absolutely not. Is chronic fatigue a syndrome that should be looked at and studied more? Absolutely. Do we have all the information we need on it to, you know, make accurate decisions? No. And as you can see, a lot of the criteria could be definitely overlapped with other types of issues. But don't blow it off. You got a family member that says has chronic fatigue. Get them checked out. But don't go into the doctor and say, I have chronic fatigue. Go into the doctor and say, I'm tired. And I'm tired more than I've ever been. Because I also want to make sure the doctor checks out not only the things we mentioned, like thyroid, vitamin B. You want to make sure you don't have cancer. You want to make sure there's nothing else going on. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's togethersave.com. Togethersave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. Togethersave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at togethersave.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, All right, so 2015 is supposed to be the year of the Healthcare Act, or Healthcare Hack. I'm sorry, Healthcare Hack. Anthem Incorporated, Anthem, many of you know from Blue Cross Blue Shield, the number two U.S. health insurer, according to this report, disclosed last week a massive breach of its database containing nearly 80 million records. This has prompted investigations by state and federal authorities. The hack followed a breach last year at Hospital Operator Community Health Systems, which compromised some 4.5 million records. Apparently, these cyber criminals are increasingly attracted to all the personal information held by the insurers and hospitals, and they can command high prices for it, sell them your personal information. So maybe they don't really care about your pap smear or your prostate test, but it's still in their hands nonetheless. So, Dave Kennedy, chief executive of Trusted SEC LLC, says people feel that this will be the year of medical industry breaches. In the past decade, cyber criminals focused their efforts on attacking banks and retailers, like remember with Target, to steal financial data, including online banking credentials and payment card numbers. But those companies boosted security. So, now it's getting harder to do. So now they're going to a less secure sector, which would be the medical sector. And the amount of digital healthcare data is growing dramatically. It is also a very confusing and tumultuous process, the medical record data incorporation. And it's not a very, you know, there's tons of different companies out there. You're trying to figure out which one to pick. There's networks, there's scammings, you know, being done, and there's servers, and, you know, for us doctors that are not as computer savvy as maybe people of other sectors, it's very intimidating. So you hire a company, and they're like, it's all safe, it's all safe, it's all safe. Yeah, but the CIA was supposed to be safe. The Senate was supposed to be safe. Sony Pictures had enough money to be, you would think, to be safe. So I'm nervous because I am responsible for my patient's privacy. Stolen healthcare data can be used to fraudulently obtain medical services and prescriptions, as well as to commit identity theft and other financial crimes. According to security experts, they say criminals can use the stolen data to build more convincing profiles of users, boosting the success of their scams. You know, it's interesting. I think a lot of people out there, you know, one of the reasons why unemployment is looking better falsely is because you have a lot of people going, you know, wonder what, I can make money, all right, just working from home and scamming people. I think the amount of criminals have probably skyrocketed. You know, we thought, well, in the olden days, somebody would steal some bread or they would rob a bank, etc. You had X amount of criminals, and there's always been lots of criminals. But I think now there is so much fraud being done. There are so many ways for people to cheat and lie and get money that the population is enormous. Anyway, Cigna Corp has looked to financial and defense companies for best practices. Also, they hired hackers to break into their systems. So that's interesting. I wonder how you do that. You know, well, I'm applying for a job. All right. Well, you know, have you ever broken the law? Well, yeah, I have. I've hacked. Good, you're hired. So that's another thing. For those of you that are trying to boost your resume, I guess you being a hacker may be probably one of the top jobs, top sought after employees. You may be able to just name your price. That's some scary stuff. Anyway, some people are hiring hackers to see how it would work. St. Jude Medical, Inc., CEO Daniel Stark said the company increased investment in cybersecurity significantly over the last few years to protect both patient data and the medical devices. See, this is what bothers me, okay? You know, if you were like, all right, Dr. Dahlia, you have any choice, you have unlimited amount of money. Who do you want to mimic or emulate in terms of their security? All right, so you would think, well, I would want, you know, the most secure system, you know, like, you know, the government. You would think the government would have probably, you know, the most secure system. No, they don't. Even the government got hacked. So if somebody said, Dahlia, which company do you want to use? I have no idea what name or which security company, because everybody could say, well, you know, this didn't happen on our watch, this didn't happen on our watch. How the hell have all these cyber hackings been done with groups that had ungodly amounts of money? The FBI is investigating the Anthem breach alongside security experts from FireEye, Inc. All right, so what could you do to protect yourself? This is what's difficult. What's really, really difficult is I don't know if insurance companies are going to allow you to have a dummy account. You know, I know some stars and people who want their medical records private will have their medical information done under a dummy name so people don't have to find out that, they, you know, because, you know, there's been breaches where stars were in doctor's offices or hospitals. And everyone's like, oh, my gosh, look, you know, and they have access to the records and they peek. They have access to the records. They have access to the chart. And so a lot of people were like, well, look, I'm going to go in under a fake name. I'll get treated and I'll leave and it will be under the fake name. Well, that could be fine and dandy if you're paying cash and you have the fake ID, but, you know, if you're trying to have insurance pay, they want your social security number. They want your birthday. They want to know every single thing about you. They want to know where you live. I can't stand the fact that my address has been all over the, you know, there's this, is it called Yasny? I Googled something, and it had a book from my medical school on it. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And I guess there was a related search. I don't know if it's called Yasny or something. I don't know. And it had the first apartment I lived in with my husband online, just out there for everybody. I don't live there anymore. But the address, the apartment number, just sitting there online. How the hell did that information get online, and who the hell wanted it there? Why would that have even been put? Now that everything is electronic and everything has to be electronic, if an apartment number that should not have ever been computerized at the time, because internet was just starting to get popular, so there were paper records at the time, if that stuff got inputted and thrown all over the internet, how do you know that whatever you have is not going to be? Anything that you've done today, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, this is really bothersome. And yes, we're going electronic in my office and I can't stand the process of it, but I'm very nervous. I don't want to put that, I don't want to put private information on a network for my patient. Nothing's private anymore. You have to realize that in this day and age, everybody can know everything about anybody. You will not have privacy. Maybe you will temporarily in your lifetime, but it all seems to be ending up on the internet. And that is very frustrating and it's very scary. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about a suit in California that is seeking to allow assisted suicide for terminally ill patients. Apparently, a cancer patient and five physicians have filed a lawsuit to allow doctors to be able to provide assisted suicide. We also have subpoenas now issued to four retailers over discrepancies in their herbal product label. So the supplements having quote-unquote fake ingredients is becoming a bigger story than we thought. Childhood vitamin D deficiency is putting your kids at risk for having cardiovascular disease. These kids need to get vitamin D. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.